much. I believe 863 was the next item.
Authorize charitable organizations eligible to participate in the city's 2018 charitable campaign and authorize exemptions from umbrella requirement for Portland Parks Foundation and Portland Fire Bureau Toy and Joy Makers.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here. I'm Jane Brayton, and I manage the OMF Business Operations Division. We're here today to ask for authorization for our next city charitable campaign. That campaign is set to begin in September and run through the first part of October. That's our annual effort to raise money for a lot of different charities. So we received 15 applications for our charitable campaign this year, and our advisory committee, made up of representatives that the council appoints, has recommended approval of all of them. This ordinance would approve the 15 and also approve an exemption from the umbrella requirements in code for two of our charitable organizations, Portland Parks Foundation and Portland's Fire Toy and Joy Makers. They have received your approval in the past, and they have a loyal following and are charitable donors, so we are asking for your approval again. These umbrella organizations and those two represent more than 600 charities, and we have about 600 employees who participated last year, giving $281,000 to charities through this campaign. They can use the payroll deduction process, and it really reflects an important way that employees can do charitable giving and perhaps do it at a higher level since they are doing a payroll deduction plan. So I have with me Kelly Ball, who managed that effort in her team, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning.
So did you say that 600 employees gave $281,000 in last year's campaign? Is that?
Those were our totals for last year.
Total. Is that about the total from year to year, or does it fluctuate a lot?
It seems to be bumping. It bumps up incrementally each year, but we're also recognizing that there are other ways that employees donate. They don't necessarily have to do that through the charitable campaign, so we're very careful to word that this is one way that they can participate.
Okay. But it is fairly stable. Bumps up a little bit this way, that way.
Okay. Commissioner Udaly?
I just have a couple clarifying questions since this has been pulled. Could you explain the selection process for this list, as well as why that umbrella requirement is there? Because I'm assuming the Parks Foundation and Toy and Joy Makers are nonprofits.
Yes.
They don't have fiscal sponsors. Like, I think the umbrella thing is confusing.
We can credit Mike Lindberg, former city commissioner, for actually creating the initial code for this campaign. I think the original intent of the umbrella organizations is that one of the things that our city campaign is different from what other people joining the city might expect is we have an incredible choice amongst our organizations. So the umbrella helps us be able to give employees a choice of 600 organizations rather than...
I see. I was reading that as if the organizations are the umbrella organizations, and then they dole out them. I got it. Okay.
Correct.
And so then what's the selection process like?
The selection process is that we have application materials online. We do marketing, certainly, to all of our previous organizations, but we also get information from our advisory committee if we need to do some additional outreach. And we received 15 applications, and we're actually recommending all of them.
Okay. And what's the advisory body called?
We call it the City Charitable Campaign.
Okay, so it's just devoted to this.
It just comes together to provide some oversight in reviewing the applications, make sure that we're meeting all of the code requirements, and that the council is assured that there was that additional review.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions? Is there public testimony on this item?
Mr. Lightning pulled it.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, on your charitable campaign and the umbrella concept, I'm a total agreement. I think it's great. I think it's something really positive that you're providing. Now, where I have an issue here is on this ordinance today is that you are asked to authorize an exemption from the umbrella requirement for two different, the Portland Parks Foundation and the Portland Fire Bureau Toy and Joy Makers. So you want an exemption from what I think is a great plan you put into place and have implemented in a positive manner. Now, here's my problem. Under Code Chapter 5.10, charitable organizations may only participate in the charity drive as a member of an umbrella organization and must be approved by City Council based on compliance with eligibility requirements set forth in Code Section 5.10.040. Portland Toy and Joy Makers and Portland Parks Foundation do not meet the requirements. However, both have participated in the previous 13 campaigns, and both have requested to participate again. The Charitable Campaign Advisory Committee, comprised of representatives from each council office, recommend approving participation by these organizations. Again, there are other great organizations that I think could meet the requirements of the umbrella plan, and yet they're being denied that opportunity, and you're giving two exemptions to these groups here. Now, my only question is, why don't they meet the requirements, and why are you giving them two exemptions at this time, which I do not approve of? Thank you.
Is there a response to that?
I think one of the items that we covered was the applications that we received. So those were the ones that we received. I also, with having a little bit of background, Portland Parks Foundation and the Fire Bureau Toy and Joy are also affiliated with city bureaus and organizations, and they do activities that are very closely aligned with the missions of those organizations, and they do have now a very loyal donor base within our city employees. So I believe that that's why we have continued to recommend an exemption for those organizations. Toy and Joy is small and may not have the infrastructure to meet the umbrella requirement to donate to 9 different organizations. And the Parks Foundation, they've had some changes over the years, and they may elect to grow to meet that, or they may elect to continue an exemption. But we would also, of course, be willing to consider any other request for exemption and have the committee evaluate that, and are perfectly open to that.
So could I just ask a clarifying question? Mm-hmm. So these are the organizations that we're authorizing here are all of the organizations that applied?
Correct.
And of all of the so no organization has been excluded?
Correct.
So the question really before the council is, are we also willing to accept these two charitable organizations that don't meet the minimum threshold requirements that were previously established for charitable organizations? And if I can just paraphrase to make sure I got it, the argument that you're providing is, A, they're affiliated with city bureaus, and B, they have successful operational histories. Is that a fair statement or no?
I would say the other thing is that they also meet all of the other requirements. So there's a requirement about their administrative costs per charity. There are other requirements, and these two meet all of them with the exception of the umbrella.
With the exception of the umbrella. Okay, very good. Colleagues, any further questions? Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you, Matt. So potentially we could change the code and say and add bureaus, charities affiliated with city bureaus that also meet all the other requirements. That way we wouldn't have to keep doing an exemption every year.
We're certainly open to looking at a code refresh.
Something mm-hmm. to consider. And I consider the Portland Parks Foundation is like an umbrella organization. It does fund lots of different projects all over the city in partnership with other nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy to vote for this ordinance.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I think we should also put a shout out for just the whole program, because once you sign up, the money mysteriously gets deducted from your paycheck, which is the easiest way to do charitable giving. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Very good. Colleagues, any further comments? Please call the roll. Caller.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted, and I believe